Sit it back down and get you another hot one.
Is this what you did for the men's suits too?
Yeah, we didn't know about no cleaner. Get your flour sack rag and wet it and spread it over there and iron them, press them. Yeah, we press them.
Did you have trouble trying to put creases?
No, I'll tell you, get that good old hot iron and that wet cloth, it'll put a crease in there. Y'all put a crease in there. Had old stiff brush. So when it got dirty, some of that stiff brush. Get your little water on that brush. And I put your little soap on there. And that way you scrub it out. You ain't have no cleaner or nothing like that. That way you get the spots out.
What was included in a man's suit back then?
What did
they call a suit of clothes?
What did they call a suit of clothes?
Was it just a shirt?
They just called it my coat and breeches. Yeah, my coat and breeches.
They didn't have a three-piece?
No. Just coat and your breeches. That's what they call coat and breeches.
What's that third piece called?
A vest. That third piece called a vest. But that folks didn't have no vests back there. They did good to get a pair of breeches or a coat.
Oh my goodness.
No, they didn't want no third piece.
What about on big meetings? If they had a suit, I'm pretty sure that they had to wear it on big meeting.
Yeah, they wore them on big meeting. That coat and breeches, that's what it was.
And how did the ladies dress then for big meeting?
And them harbor skirts. Them harbor skirts. Back there, it'd take 10 yards to make your dress. Mm. They'd be so wide and long. They'd be harbor dresses, just gallop. And a big wide band around there on a waist. You get on a harbor skirt, you were dressed up.
Did you wear anything on your head?
Yeah, a bonnet tie. They may have your harvest dress and bonnet made of rubber, starch, and iron. It's so slick, you were dressed up. Not a few people was able to buy a hat. They made the hats.
Oh.
Yeah, they made the hat. Back then, they made everything probably. You know, whoa. Make breeches. Make your underwears. Ladies made their underwear. Made the men's underwear. That's right, sewing and cooking.
Did they have sewing machines?
No, made on your finger. Every now and then you could find a person with a sewing machine. They did all, and this sewing, because they sewing, they made it on their fingers. And they made nice stitches too, and it didn't look bad. Yeah, they did a lot of canning. Cause see, we didn't have nothing, no free radar, no deep freezer, and everything we saved through the winter, we had to can it. We canned everything we raised, meat, sweet potatoes, all kind of vegetables.